start a new game.
はい、トレーニングモードやっていきます。初回はこのオープニングムービーが飛ばせません。あ、飛ばせた。 3D Velocity Training. I'm assuming you're a fresh pilot, so we're gonna start you out from the beginning. Now then, first things first. Remember that you can do everything we talk about using either your keyboard or your joystick. Since you don't have a joystick plugged in, I'll guide you using the keyboard.
We'll go over maneuvering motions like throttling, banking, rolling, and doing a split axe. However, advise you to get yourself a joystick.
It'll give you an advantage over your good for nothing foes when you fight online, and will also make your life a hell of a lot easier when you do the story mode. Story mode when you first start a session, you'll be slowly crawling down the runway. If you want to gain more speed, hold down the throttle up button, which is the up arrow by default. Now, we gotta talk about your actual speed. All your throttle does is supply more fuel to your engine. That's why when you throttle up, you hear your engine increase power.It'll take time for your aircraft to gain speed, though, so don't depend on the pitch of your engine to gauge how fast you're going. We'll practice this once we're in the air.
If you open your throttle
to
full forward,
your
afterburners
automatically come on.
They increase
the forward motion of your aircraft and allow you to go a lot faster than Mach 1. What I want you to do now is throttle up until you hear those afterburners come on. Remember, throttle up to full forward.
この人喋るのが早すぎて日本語が追いつかない。今滑走路を走ってます。上矢印を押すとエンジンにエネルギーをわーって送っていきます。でフルまで行くとアフターバーナーが、でアフターバーナーを切ります。And the down arrow is the throttle down button. Down arrow がスロットル down. Okay, your afterburners are off. Afterburner. You want to be careful how long you remain on afterburners, because they'll eat up your fuel like a wolf eating sheep. One more thing before we get flying. Afterburner はすげー燃料食うからな。 Everybody needs to have access to their instrument panel, and you've got the HUD mode for you to do this. HUD stands for Heads Up Display. Heads Up Display. HUD mode. Press tab on your keyboard. ステータスが見れるモードタブです。Once you're in HUD mode, let's find out what your speed is. Speed, その後見るには S. Try it now. Remember, HUD mode by pressing tab, tab. Then S for speed. Tab を押します。
Status.
ああ、ゲームが止まった。よかった。アフターバーナーを使ってる間は、ものすごい燃料を食います。なんで、普段は切っておきます。アフターバーナーはスロットルをフルまで上げると勝手について1個下矢印を押すと切れます。で、まあアフターバーナーをつけて最大まで加速するとマッハ2まで行きます。マッハ3か。3だったと思うな。うん。で、で今スピードを見ろって言われてるんでタブを押しました。ステータスって言います。これが何ディスプレイモードだっけ、まあ、ハッモードって言います。これで S を押します。
Airspeed
173.8 knots. Engine speed 20,900 RPM. You want to be around 170 knots before launching. Typically, if you throttle up to midway, you'll be at a good launching speed. Your chronometer gave you engine speed and airspeed.
Engine speed is how fast your engine is spinning. Air speed は違いますよ。スロットルアップすると上がるのがエンジンスピード。エアスピードっていうのは実際の飛行機の速度です。You've also got vertical thrust, but for now it's 0 feet a minute because we're not going up yet. バーティカルスラストってのもあるけど、今はまあ平行だからね。Now we gotta get you in the air. Start by throttling up. Once your throttle is midway, wait for your aircraft to accelerate. Remember, you're looking for a speed around 170 knots.170ノットを超えたら、角度を上げて空に上がります。173ノットを上げます。
ナイスジョブ、カデット。 Now press home。
今角度を上げたのは
The first thing you want to do is gain some speed to get a better current under
your wings. Page down です。で、ホームでレベルフライトにします。
You've now gained some good speed.
You can check your speed by going into HUD mode, tab, and pressing S.
Stair speed, 387.6 knots. Engine speed, 20,800
RPM.
Since you're below 10,000 feet, the low altitude alarm will sound during an actual flight.
これ高度が低すぎるっていうアラームです
。Also, feet, 5万
フィートを超えてもダメです。
Okay. The next step is to get above 10,000 feet. You can't fire missiles below 10,000 feet.
1万フィートより下ではミサイルが撃てません。
Since you're above 1,000 feet, you can bring in your landing gear. You can't do this until you climbed above 1,000 feet in case you mess something up and gotta land real quick.Press the landing gear button, G by default, to retract your gear. 1000フィート超えると、
ランディングギアが上げられ、しまえるようになります。
You're still fairly low
G をしてしまいます。
And you can climb higher by pressing page down. Page down changes your angle of attack. In TDV,
アングルオブアタックを上げて、
directly related to how steeply you climb.
どれぐらい、アングルオブアタックがどれぐらいこうきつく登るかに直接関係するもので、
Be careful you don't change your angle of attack too much.
でも、上げすぎると、失速してしまいます。これがエンスト、エンストじゃない、失速です。
You can still pull out of the stall by correcting your angle of attack. I'm gonna turn on your alarms now before we continue. All right, now pitch upwards. Tap page down 5 or 6 times to get a decent upward pitch. You can always go into HUD mode and press N to get your angle of attack.
角度、上昇の角度はタブを押してから N です。
The critical angle is the angle of attack which will make you stall no matter what your speed is. Don't worry,
クリティカルアングルっていうのはどんなにスピードが出ても、失速してしまう角度っていうのもあります。はい、これちょっとページダウンを押して、角度上げました。それで N、タブ N 36これ上げれます。4488フィート。これでずっと上がっていきます。今何もしてません。
Now, level your aircraft by pressing home.
そしたら上がったんで、地面に平行、平行に飛行するようにフォームを押します。
In TDV, we consider the hard deck to be below 10,000 feet. The hard deck is imposed to make sure that there's no fighting at a dangerously low altitude.For example, you can't fire any of your weapons while below the hard deck.
We also recommend you stay above the hard deck at all times in case you stall or spin.
You'll have a better chance of recovery if you're altitude
high enough. Next, I want you to hold down the down arrow until you hear the engine stop decreasing in pitch.1万フィートは超えていることをお勧めするそうです。これ、スロットルダウンしろって言われているので、スロットルダウン。ダ
ウン。Whoa, what happened? We're still flying!
Don't worry,
you're not crazy. Remember how I said your speed isn't directly related to your throttle? Here's a good example. Here, your throttle's closed, but your aircraft is still slowing down. So, remember, your engine can shut off, but you can still fly for a while. Okay, let's throttle up again. Put your throttle all the way up until the afterburners kick in. We'll wait for your aircraft to accelerate.
エンジンを一時的に、弱くしても、飛んでいられます。まあエアスピードはエンジンスピードと関係ないからですね。関係ないというか直接は関係してないからですね。おお、セクター A2 加速加速、アフターバーナーを入れて加速。
Now check your speed. Go into HUD mode and press SMake a note of the airspeed value you're given. This is your maximum airspeed. It'll vary based on your altitude. For example, you won't be able to go this fast when you're really low to the ground.
Status.
お、地面に近いとこんなスピードは出ないらしい。
Airspeed 1,303.5 knots.
Engine speed 40,000 RPM.
Press the throttle down button to back off the throttle so you don't waste fuel.Good job so far, cadet. You're doing fine. Next, I want to show you how to do things like turn your bird around. If you go into HUD mode and press C, you'll hear your course. The course is the degree mark you're facing. Right now, you're facing course zero, which means you're headed due north. If you were facing 90, you'd be heading due east.
180
is due south, and 270 is due west.
First, what I want you to do is
hold down the right arrow for 10 seconds or so.
Status. Zero.
右矢印を押して。
You heard some numbers, right? These numbers are the new degrees your aircraft is facing.
右矢印で今右回転してます。
Since you're turning to the right and you were facing zero degrees, they're going in order from 1, 2, 3, etc. Had you turned left instead, you would have heard 359, 358, 357, etc. Make a note of how much time it takes your aircraft to turn. The turn rate you're experiencing is the slowest turn rate because all you're doing is applying rudder. If you were to turn all the way around and then back to zero degrees, it'd take you a total of 2 minutes to complete one full turn. The way I see it, that's really slow. Next, we'll talk about turning faster. One way to turn faster is to bank your aircraft. To bank, hold down the left shift and either the right or left arrow. Now, bank right to 30 degrees. You can check your bank angle by going into HUD mode and pressing B, as in Bravo.
40.
Bravo, これシフトでこうやって。
That's incorrect, cadet. Remember, go into HUD mode and press E, as in Echo. Great. Now go into HUD mode and press E, as in Echo.
Sector A. Status 1 degree per second.
E will give you your aircraft's turn rate. That's how many degrees you can turn in 1 second. Okay, now press left control to apply the speed brake.
Speed brake.
The lower speed decreases your turn radius, which increases your turn rate. Now go into HUD mode and press E again.
Alright, we're status.
スピードを落とすと、回転の、回転の、円周が短くなります。なので、トータルでいくと、単位時間あたりの回転量は増えます。
7 degrees per second. Take a moment to notice what your aircraft is doing when you hit the brake. It's accelerating. Why is that? Because the brake doesn't screw around with your throttle.
ブレーキは一瞬止めますが、スロットルには関係しないので戻ってきます、スピードが。
Next, we're gonna take a look at the barrel roll.
バレルロール。
This maneuver lets you turn more sharply. The idea here is to pitch up and then bank. If you do this, it'll literally make your aircraft fall through a turn.
なんていうのかな。バンクっていうのは飛行機を傾けるんですけど、ピッチアップ、バレルロールっていうのは、機首を上に上げてからバンクすることによって、くるっと回る。ライトバレ、あれ？ちょっと加速して、ライトバレルロールはオルト右。
7 degrees. Also, your altitude went up and down. Now this is
important,
so pay attention. The barrel roll isn't a level maneuver. This means that if you do a barrel roll, you're not going to be at the same altitude you were at when you started the maneuver. So I don't recommend starting a roll too close to the ground, or somebody's going to bust your butt for wasting taxpayer dollars. Got it? There's one more maneuver you got to know about called split S. Here's a math question for you, kid. If it takes 2 minutes to complete a full circular turn, how long does it take to turn halfway so you're flying in the opposite direction?
半分です。
That's right. One minute. You can turn around faster than this by doing the split S.
Split S 180度ターン、さっき言ったように、オルト下です。
First, you gotta roll your aircraft sideways and flip it over.
Then you gotta loop it, so when you come back up, you're pointed in the opposite direction.
For this one, since you're using a keyboard, you've got it easy. Just press the split S command.That's left alt down arrow by default.
くる
Inverted. 11.
Great job! Now, check your heading. Go into HUD mode and press C for course. Notice that you're facing in the opposite direction. The split S lets you quickly engage an enemy who's tailing you, so I suspect you'll be using that one a lot. Make sure you know how to do it properly.
敵から逃げたりね、敵の方に突っ込んだりするのに使えますから、これとりあえずコース確認しますね。タブの C。
253。
Next, I want to talk about combat. Switch among your available weapons by using the numbers row. When you press the fire button, the active weapon will fire. Press spacebar to fire your active weapon. Alright, now we got a simulated bogey coming at you. If you want the radar to let you know where it is, you gotta lock onto it first.Press L to lock onto an object. When you press the lock button, you'll be given a menu of objects that can be tracked.
L を押すと、録音できるターゲットが選べます。で、タブ T でターゲットがの情報が見れます。誰かが録音したぞっていうメッセージです、今のは。なんか言ってますね。解説しますよ。ファイター1、1時方向、3マイル離れている。Wing on っていうのは、自分と敵の、位置関係ですね。wing on なので、どっちを基準なんだっけな。ウィングオンってことは、多分自分基準だったよな。自分基準ってことは、自分の機種が、ファイター1の、側面を向いてるってことですね、これは。テイルオンは、多分自分が追っかけてるんだったかな。視点が逆だったかな、どっちだったかな。まあ、そういう、位置関係、角度じゃねえ。お互いの向きの関係を示すためのあれです。ノーズオンとテイルオンとウィングオンがあります。ノーズオンは向かい合ってるってことですね。
Fighter 1, 1 o'clock, 3 miles closure, wing on, and 10,000 feet above.
1万フィート下。
Excellent! Next, we want to match his altitude. You can do this manually, but there's a command that'll instruct the autopilot to align your aircraft with the target's altitude. Press E!
オートエレベーションです。でもさ、
Stat Fighter 1 at 1 o'clock, 2.5 miles closure, wing on, and 10,000 feet above sector A3. Status.
俺今何フィートのとこにいるんだ？
11,790 feet.
ああ、アバブか。下じゃない。さっきごめんなさい。上でした。上がってます。上がってます。
Okay, we're all set. That beep you're hearing is the target solution.
You only get
that if you're tracking an object. In this case, it's off to your right. Start turning to the right.
右曲がります。
スト
レートロッキングトーン。For
dumb projectiles like your guns and missiles, it means your nose is aligned with the target and you can fire.
これが撃ったら当たるって。行け。
Practice targeting a bit more. There's another bogey coming at you. Lock onto him first.
Sector A2, Fighter 2.
Okay, did you notice his position? He's at 6 o'clock, so he's behind you. That's why you're not getting a target solution. You need to do a split S. See why they come in handy now? First, get some distance between you guys. I'd say you need to be about 5 miles out. Gain that distance, and then we'll go on.
今は、銃で倒しましたが、次は LTS っていうのを使ってみようと思います。LTS は一回敵をロックオンした後でクルーズミサイルっていうのを撃つと一撃で倒せるというやつです。まず距離を稼げと言われたんで、スプリット S。
You're getting to be a damn good pilot. Take him down. You can use whatever weapon you want.
そしたら今ロックオンしたら反対にスプリットアースしてもターゲットできます。発射。しばらく待ちます。
You have a weapons radar on board, which gives you the location of all the missiles heading toward you in a nice menu. Press R to activate it.
Okay,
get rid of this bogey and we'll continue.
Fighter 3.
Missile. ミサイルもあるんですけど、いっぱい撃ちましょう。あ、
upright.
ミサイルが来てる。おお、相手が撃ってきてますね、めちゃくちゃ。 いや、お前、撃ちすぎ、撃ちすぎ、撃ちすぎ、撃ちすぎ。
Fighter 3 at 7 o'clock 5。
こんな感じで、ミサイルは敵追尾しないので、すぐ当たってしまいます。こういう時は、迎撃ミサイルを撃ってやると、なぜか迎撃した瞬間に敵が死にます。
I think you're just about ready to be a serious pilot. Finally, let's talk about landing. The radar will lock onto the landing beacon for you. You're locked onto it now. First, descend to about 5,000 feet. Notice how you're about 6 miles away from the beacon. You want to give yourself enough room so you don't end up doing a split S in case you pass the runway and have to turn
around. ランディングビーコンというのがあって、そこに着陸しろと言われてます。で、距離を調整するんですが、まず5000フィートまで下がると言っているので、
9マイルでしょ。
どうしようかな。これは、これで5000フィートまで下がります。下がるには、ページアップを押して、機種をちょっと下げて、ネガティブ18。ちょっと下がりすぎ。
8600-10。
で、この辺でスプリット S をもう一回やって、コードを確認して、コードはタブ A です。5100いくつなんで、これちょっと下がれば。
はい。
ちょっと近づきます。ランディングビーコン at
12:14.9 miles closure and 4. Status.
間違えた。
Status 15,310 pounds.
まだ燃料ちょっとあるんで、ショートカット。ちょっとね、さっきあの高度を下げたときに離れすぎちゃったんで。
Sector A1。
アフターバーナーはこの状態、今入ってないスロフルスロットルから1個下げた状態で A を押している間だけでも OK です。無理。で、スロットルダウン、スロットルダウン、スロットルダウン、スロットルダウンして矢印を押して、スロットルダウンしていくと、減速の警告がブーブーって鳴り始めるんだけど、なんかこれは仕様らしいんで、そのまま。でも行き過ぎちゃうんじゃね、この状態から減速したら。
Start gently descending. Once you get below 1,000 feet, take out your landing gear. I recommend an angle of attack of about negative 10 degrees. Negative means you're pitched downward.
4,800. Status negative 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stat negative 4. Negative 6.
まあこれでいいか。
4,679 feet.
失速したんで、ちょっとエンジンを吹かして
3,903 feet。
これ降りられんのか、マジで。
3,650 feet。
分かってるよ。で、1000フィートを下回ったら
3,200-6 Landing beacon at 6 o'clock 1 point
1000フィートを下回ったら
3,018 feet。
なんだ、 G を押してランディングギアを車輪を出します。
Negative 10
Negative 10おすすめ通りにやってるぞ。 ちなみにこのランディングビーコン今とっくに通り過ぎてますが、前後5フィートで着陸すれば 5マイルで着陸すればいいので、まあ、そんなに問題ではありません。ジージージージージージージ
ージージー、
そろそろギアが下がる。 Press the landing gear button to take out your gear. J. Take a moment to note how far you are from the beacon. As long as you're within 5 miles of it, you'll be above the runway. If you happen to get too much distance, you'll have to climb and do a split S to try a second approach. Good. Now, just keep descending. Landing beacon at 6 もし5マイル行き過ぎてしまったらダメらしいんですけど、これ無理じゃねえかって気がします。
Landing beacon at 6 o'clock 4.6 miles closure and 424.4 feet below sector A1 480 feet
Level out
190 200 210 220
ぐるーっと回ります。一回上がってセカンドアプローチしろって言われたんですけど、めんどくさいのでここでぐるーっと回っても同じことができます。
320 330 340 350 0 10 20 landing beacon301 feet.
で、ちょっと減速しようとして。42
feet.
Okay.
Excellent work. You just earned 3 points in the simulators. Nice job, cadet. Since you can land on the runway, landing on the aircraft carrier should be easy for you.The procedure is basically the same, so I'm not going to cover it here. Congratulations, cadet! You have completed basic pilot training. Good luck on your ventures, and remember, you can always come back here if you need a refresher. Dismissed!
Dismissed!
Main menu. Use your arrow to start a new game.
はい、これでチュートリアル終わりです。ミッションモード行きますよ。どんどん行きます。